Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good enough, any phase, me, run game, catching the football, defense played incredible, and we got to put a game like that, we got to put 35-42 on the board and close the game out. Good tape for coaching staff when you win a game and you got a lot to work on.
I got to tell you what, man. This dude has grown on me like maybe no other player in Steelers history. Aaron Rodgers. And most of it is with the way he's played this year, which has exceeded my expectations. But where he's really blown me away versed on preconceived notions is how I thought he would talk about himself and talk about the team. And that answer after the game, I thought was fantastic. Just, yeah, we did not, we kind of sucked talking about the
He's
offense.
Right.
Football's a three phase game, offense, defense, special teams. I'm not going to ride the defense's coattails here and say, hey, we did our jobs here. You know, there are other quarterbacks that would have said that, like, hey, we capitalized off the turnovers. We scored 27 points. It was a complete team effort.
Russell Wilson would have said some absolute hogwash if he had been the beneficiary of that last year.
Yeah.
You know, we're good, man. We're going to be better. It would have been blowing sunshine and rainbows where people realize there shouldn't have been.
This is a very important date on the NFL calendar, a very important time where you have to be brutally honest about yourself because it's your last chance to really make your team better for the rest of the season. And I thought he didn't, I don't think he meant this, although, you know, Rodgers is, you know, football Mensa as far as being a football genius. So maybe there was meaning to it as far as trying to put something out there that coaxed or compelled the front office to action. But I thought the game from the offense screamed out for Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow to improve this offense. I mean, this is, in the grand scheme of things, this is not, Chris, a play that had a lot to do with the outcome per se, but I think Roman Wilson with that fumble showed you the dire need for another wide receiver here, which is why I disagree with the caller we had just before we went to break. He played a ton in this game. If you look at the snap counts, the Steelers' strategy against the Colts was they think we're going to come out with this jumbo package, and instead we're going to spread them out and try to take advantage of their weak corners. They do not have a good secondary. We think their corners are the weakness of the team. So they played Wilson, Austin, and Metcalf a lot in this game. And Austin made some clutch catches, I would say, did his job. He's a really good number three receiver. He's not a number two, and he gets hurt, and he's small. And so his route tree is kind of, I think, limited because of his size.
This was also a game, by the way, where one of the weird things the Colts have done, if you go back and look at the stats up until this game, and actually it continued, to be fair.
Yep.
They've been shockingly good at taking away a team's wide receiver one, by and large.
And they did in this game.
And they did. Metcalf, 2 catches, 6 yards. He had at least one drop.
His biggest contribution to the game was baiting the dude into a penalty.
But I guess my point is, if you are going to go out there and put receivers on the field and they are randomly good at stopping wide receiver one, you'd hope wide receivers two and three would really eat. And Wilson doing that, I would not be surprised if Rodgers... you could actually hear it. I was watching back the condensed broadcast. You could hear somebody on the Steelers sideline going, "Why the bleep are you hurtling there?"
Yes.
Like muttering it. And I don't know who it was. Yeah. It almost sounded like it could have been Rodgers, like disgusted getting picked up by a boom mic. But I think that they probably, he's working, Wilson is, on such like a double secret probation. He has to constantly prove every week almost flawless football that he can be trusted, that's going to send him way back
no
down
doubt
the line.
Because it's because in that situation he is guilty of horrible football IQ.
Right.
And
Aaron, Watts said on a broadcast, you don't need the extra yards. You need to just not fumble the ball.
And like that's in Aaron Rodgers' world, that's like the most unforgivable thing. Maybe you're short on physical talent. You're in the NFL. You better be a pro and you better know your assignment and you better know what's asked out of you on every play. And to lack the awareness in that situation where you're trying to make a highlight play or trying to do something for yourself. So to me, that's, you know, like, okay, you're not going to be sent to Siberia, but I'm not looking at him as a dude that's going to develop into their number two wide receiver overnight. They need help there. They need to open up parts of their offense. Teams are playing their run. Warren had one, what did he average? 1.9 yards per carry in this game? Like, all of the strides of, hey, the jumbo package went out the window in this game. By the way, like, this Sayamalu Peck thing doesn't appear to be going away. So, you're going to maybe be limited as far as how much you can use Anderson as a sixth guy if he has to go in and play guard.
You need somebody that can give you easy offense is what you need. Like, chunk offense and can, like, de-stress the front seven or the blocking at the point of attack because they're not going to have eight in the box.
Rodgers attempted only three passes that traveled more than 10 yards in the game. Three!
And one of them was the first play of the game, which was clearly some scripted stuff.
Yes.
That should have been a catch.
Which should have been a catch. Which, again, gets me to the
knee. Could have been a slightly better throw, too, but should have been caught.
Should have been caught. Jonnu Smith, to me, is not your, quote-unquote, he's your real number two. You don't have a wide receiver that's your number two. So Jonnu Smith is really that guy.
At this point, I'd trade Jonnu.
Smith had a disappointing season.
I would trade him to the Packers if they wanted him, now that Kraft tore his knee up. I liked, just to go back to the beginning here, I liked what Rodgers said because it just shows that he's not satisfied and he's not kidding himself
yes.
about anything. He also has just been like quiet as a church mouse other than like talking about football, which is, I know, part of the appeal for a lot of people now is that he's just focused on ball. He does seem locked in, man, like to the extent to which like you wouldn't want this team to be feeling themselves too much after beating a 7-1 team.
Yeah.
That felt like a... Honestly, everyone kind of got on me, and you read the Alex Stump tweet. I'm not saying Rodgers is questioning the defense's performance, but in a broad sense, like just saying we've got to be better. Like this is not something we should be throwing like a huge party over. We've got to really work. I thought it was the same basic premise being brought up, just about the offense. You're not going to win a ton of games averaging 3.7 yards per play, Pony. As a matter of fact, the Mulsey investigative team was out there, MIT. The most famous MIT. It's only happened 9 times all year that a team's won a game with less than 4 yards per play. There's only happened, I think, 5 of those now where it's as few as the Steelers averaged. Like, it doesn't happen. You average under 4 yards a play, you basically don't win, and I think he knows that. He's smart enough to know
that. Donnie, what's up with the Steelers offense? We were praising it the last 2 weeks. Big step back here. What are your overall thoughts on it? And the way they played yesterday.
I mean, I'm not even going to jump all over what the offense has done because I thought it was off base last week. When the comment was made going against how the offense was doing. Because
right.
It has been a better offense than we've seen in the last 5 years. And, I mean, to be honest, did the offense not deserve that game a little bit where the defense finally carried the mail for them?
Sure. Yeah. I agree with that. But does that make you feel like everything's good there, or do you think it is necessary that they make it better between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow?
I mean, yeah, I would look to improve. I think there's going to be a lot of receivers out there, whether it's either a guy from the Saints. I mean, the Dolphins are going through a fire sale. They actually have opened up the doors for Minkah Fitzpatrick, funny enough, to
Jacoby
get moved
Myers.
To another team. I would absolutely try to improve the roster. But I'm not in like complete level 5 panic mode about the offense from yesterday.
The problem with their offense, and I'll go back to me, I'm not trying to like reinforce my point, but they don't get a ton of easy yards. Like, here's a play I thought about yesterday. They had another one of those little screens set up. I want to say it was to Gainwell, I think.
Yep.
And Jones just isn't able to hold his block because the guy he's supposed to be blocking sniffs it out.
Right.
Probably because they see it so many times, they're not that fooled. And you can say Jones needs to do a better job there. But that's a tough ask for the guy in space to hold a block like that when everybody knows that that's the primary focus of your offense.
Somebody's got to tell me right now why Rodgers is still throwing everything short. Because at the beginning of the year, it was the offensive line stinks. Rodgers doesn't trust it. Arthur Smith doesn't trust it. That's why it's all dink and dunk. Well, I think the offensive line has gotten at least a little bit better. Maybe not.
I think Fautanu's gotten better. I'll give him credit because okay. I've been on his case. I think Jones has gotten incrementally better.
So if the offensive line has gotten better, why is everything still short? I don't think it's a lack of arm strength in Rodgers. Clearly not. Look at that Hail Mary the other week. I don't think it's a lack of mobility with him where like, okay, maybe he can't get the ball where he needs to or wants to.
Is
that
lack of personnel then?
That's what I'm thinking.
He can't want to, since it was supposed to be his and Arthur Smith's offense, principles of both, the jumbo package stuff is Arthur Smith to a T, but like, where's the quick hitting, like scalpel? If Arthur Smith's the sledgehammer, aren't you supposed to have the scalpel somewhere? If that's thunder, aren't you supposed to have lightning somewhere? Well, Rodgers is hitting on these precision routes.
How about this? Like he clearly, meaning Smith and Rodgers, have found a way to integrate Washington as more than just a blocker in the offense. He's somebody that defenses have to account for. They've used him kind of creatively in terms of slipping him out there on what look like obvious runs.
I mean, he's somebody almost killed on some of these balls or his knees are getting
He's
taken
somebody
out.
They throw to in the red zone a lot now. So they've untapped him. They haven't done that with Pat or Smith. Pat caught a touchdown again yesterday, but he's really not that involved in the offense. And Smith isn't like, he might catch you three or four balls in a game. They're the most uneventful. They don't do anything. They're not win-aiding catches at all. They're just plays.
Well, the weird thing about him last year was he came to the Steelers with the reputation as a run after the catch merchant. Because of his overall
numbers. He set records in Miami doing it, Chris.
He averaged 10 yards a catch, which is down from his best years early in Tennessee. Like, on the whole, he was catching the ball a ton, and I know he ran well after the catch, but he was still functioning kind of like a possession receiver in a weird way. Because they were just throwing him so many shorties, so he might get 5 yards after the catch, but it might have been on a 2-yard route. Here's my take. I think they have to figure out a way, come hell or high water, like, the guys that are on the roster to get Freiermuth more involved, because this is what I was thinking about, and it kind of crystallized when I saw Darnell Washington drop that ball where Rodgers threw it right into the breadbasket and he hadn't looked in time. Mm-hmm. That happened to him and I think Gainwell on one play to Gainwell. Freiermuth does seem to see the game at similar speed to Rodgers and understand where he needs to be, and so there's a better intuitive connection there. I think Rodgers is seeing some of this stuff too fast for some of these guys.
Interesting observation. Here's Rusty on the fan. Hello, Rusty.
Hello, Pony. I agree with you about needing wide receiver, too. I mean, after all, Mike Tomlin is the kind of coach that, you know, makes me want to run my wheelchair into a wall. But I definitely think we need a wide receiver, too.
Wait a minute. So you're so anti-Tomlin at this point, you're considering self-harm, Rusty? It's that bad, huh?
No, not really. Just a figure of speech. But, I mean, there have been several times while I'm watching a Steeler game that I just want to take my wheelchair and run it completely into a wall, because we need another coach, too. But that's another story for another day.
Thank you, Rusty. Yes, I'm tabling the fire Mike Tomlin discussion today.
But that's a thing that can go week to week on this show. I mean, if they go out and
yes,
have
the NFL is a week-to-week league, Chris. Absolutely.
I mean, I don't think firing most coaches is a week-to-week proposition, but I do like that we traffic in it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We started a little slow on offense. We took the ball to keep the ball away from their dynamic offense, but we didn't do much with it there early. But again, it didn't overcome us. We stayed in the fight. The defense provided some short fields. We caught some momentum because of it. That's team football.
Only 225 yards of total offense from the Steelers. Scored 24 points off turnovers. Scored 3 touchdowns off turnovers. That hasn't happened in a while. DK Metcalf, only 6 receiving yards. Warren, under 2 yards per carry. Rodgers never threw the ball downfield. And yet it was still a pretty emphatic Steelers win. So we're talking about the Steelers offense, what they need to get better at. 412-928-9370. Taking your calls on just about anything from the Steelers' victory over the Colts yesterday. Here is Edward on the fan. Hello, Edward.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, this is Big Ed.
Well, yes, it is.
Let's go.
He tweeted to say he was fired up live. I think maybe sometimes Ed will listen back on the podcast page, but he said, boys, you better bring it today because I'm all ears.
That's right. I'm on. I'm off today. Got time. I'm listening live.
So what's your big takeaway from that
game? Let's hear it, Ed.
Well, for me, a lot of the questions is are you back on? Does it make you feel better? Nothing has changed for me. This team is what I thought it was going to be. Offense is probably better than I thought it was going to be. But the defense for me is the same. They give up 3rd and longs every single time. They lose a tight end. They'll lose a wide receiver. But they always find a way just to keep themselves in the game. It's the same here. You get 6 turnovers. You can't rely on 6 turnovers. But most of the time, they make something happen just about in every game. You want to go back to the Green Bay game? They totally gave up that game. I don't know why they refused to pay attention to the number ones. Their number one was Kraft.
Yep.
And you totally lose them. You could go back to the Cincy game. You lose Jamar Chase for 23 times out of that game. I don't know why they do that. I do believe Jalen Ramsey being at the free safety position this week made that defense look way better. I prefer Jalen reacting forward instead of backwards. He's too old to play that backpedal game. He needs to be going forward.
I like that last point. Thanks, Big Ed. And call in again whenever you want. Our number one fan, a man that has PM team tattooed on his body.
Which is why he'll always be the number one fan and everyone else is playing for second, unless I guess you get a bigger PM team tattoo on your body somewhere.
How about a PM team piercing in honor of me?
I think to actually overtake Big Ed, somebody would have to get PM on one cheek, team on the other.
Or what about one of our faces? How about that?
Would you want somebody to get your face tattooed on their
ass? It'd be flattering. Somebody came up to me at the event and said that he had a tattoo on his ass from a lost bet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that happens.
God, I forget who he said the tattoo was of.
It was of a random person?
No, I mean, it was somebody reasonably well-known. I mean, my old roommate, Tom, he and my other roommate, Scott, both went to Incarnation Academy.
Yep.
They got drunk one day
yep.
on the South Side years ago.
Yep.
Scott signed his name with like a class of 99.
Uh-huh.
Tom proceeded to get that signature in class of 99 tattooed on his right ass cheek.
Necessity is the mother of invention. When you're in a situation where you have to change and come up with something new, you do it. And sometimes it's a eureka moment. And
yes.
Maybe Jalen Ramsey is that. They were down so many safeties. Clark was sick. Peppers was hurt. Thornhill just is bad. So they put Jalen Ramsey there full time.
Well, I do like the point of going forwards easier than going backward, because going forwards, playing downhill and using your instincts.
And
more.
If this guy is the latest in the line of your Woodsons, Rod Woodson, Charles Woodson, to make that transition,
it's been very fruitful
good at
for
it,
those guys,
right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Well, it's a position he's got. I think he's got the highest
something potentially in the Steelers' defense.
I actually think Ramsey's probably got the best football IQ on their defense. Would you disagree? I mean, you got a back there. You got to see the whole picture now. Watt's up there, I'm sure. I mean, Hayward's up there. I think Peyton Wilson's coming along, which is a nice thing. He's starting to understand like where he's supposed to be on the zone coverage stuff.
Yep.
But I think Ramsey's got a very high football IQ, and I think if you have that, coupled with still, I would say, B-plus level athletic ability relative to your prime, you can go from corner to safety and be good. He also does something else that safeties need to do. He's not afraid to lay the lumber, Michael Pittman found out.
And he had one right. And it is so funny. The 05 defense is there. 20 years ago, Donnie, that would have been a hit.
Oh, they would have been on life.
ESPN after the game.
He got jacked up!
That's what that would have been. That was just a play.
He hit him shoulder to shoulder, 20 years ago. Like.
Here is Emmanuel in Carnegie. Hello, Emmanuel.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
To my credit, I also picked the Steelers to win that game. I thought the Steelers were going to have a rebound.
Emmanuel, let me hit you with our favorite line. Emmanuel, congratulations on all your success.
Did you also go after Donnie for his bludgeoning comment, or did you let that one slide?
I let it slide. I actually talked to him and Joe Starkey. And, Starkey kind of agreed. He thought it was a possibility, but nobody else gave us a chance. What we saw yesterday is what we saw. What we now know what this defense is capable of. Hence is why we were so critical. But also it shows you that we can literally beat anybody in the NFL, anybody. And that's the standard that Mike Tomlin and what the defense said earlier offseason, that's the standard that we set.
You just said one of the things that I think is probably one of the best talking points yet on this show. Do you agree with that last line? It shows that they can beat anybody in the NFL. I mean, the way we were talking about the Colts going into the game would make you feel that that's right.
They beat the Bills. I would feel like they could probably beat anybody.
But I think you thought, and many thought, the Colts were better than the Bills going into Sunday's game.
I mean, the Colts,
the Bills
like
were taking on water.
They were. I think that yesterday's result, I mean, I guess I'm having my cake and eating it too, proves that it is still a quarterback league over a whole offense league. I just think Josh Allen has been there, done that a lot, even though he hasn't won a Super Bowl, and he'll find solutions to problems mid-play. Like, I do think what you saw there is Daniel Jones. Donnie, I think, called him game manager plus, or he was doing a high-end game manager routine.
Right.
That was driven home, even though they had a good stat that he had the most yards passing on first down, so they were letting him actually try to dictate terms, but once things got off schedule for him, he just could not get them back on the track.
But I think the point is, they've now shown they can beat a really good quarterback on the road, Drake May, and they can beat a really good quarterback at home, or a really good offense at home. I won't say quarterback yet with Jones. A really good offense at home, a really good team at home in the Colts. So they've done it here. They've done it there.
Was this going to be a Dr. Seuss rhyme? They could do it anywhere.
I'm just saying it's not one of those things now where you look at the Steelers and say they haven't given us any evidence that they can't beat a team like X or a team like Y.
What were the Super Bowl odds before this game? Do you remember? Was it still Chiefs? Before this week, was it still Chiefs, Bills?
The Chiefs were number one, yeah.
Where were the Colts? How high up were they?
I think they were in the top five.
Okay. But they weren't one, and they weren't even one in the AFC, because there is still a perception problem. If you have a guy who is a certifiable dude at quarterback,
yep,
record won't matter as much.
The Colts are still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're still seventh, Chris.
Okay.
Chiefs, Bills, Eagles, Lions, Rams, Packers, Colts.
Chiefs, Bills, Eagles, Lions, Rams, Packers. So third in the AFC.
Yep.
Surprised I think the Patriots might be better than them.
Teams in the AFC ahead of the Patriots, you've got Broncos who won again yesterday, 7-2, and the Ravens now, because now that they've got Lamar back, everybody
thinks
they're
unbeatable. I know that the Lions lost yesterday, and I was surprised by that, but to me, even more so than the Ravens, because division games can be weird. The two benchmark games left on their schedule are Bills and Lions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for Donnie's Game Balls, and the segment is brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar, Fan Beer of the Month. Jackworth Hard Ginger Beer supports the National Alliance of Mental Illness. All right. Donnie and I do not consult before the show. I make my own game balls. He makes his. We go over his. I would say for the last five games, we've had identical game ball recipients.
Your balls have been aligned.
And I told him here, I have four guys who I thought were deserving of game balls. And I think the order that we go in here, and one of the guys that I left off is going to crack his list, and we're going to have our first disagreement. But good-natured disagreement. This is not going to be a screaming match kind of fight over game balls. So it's like three stars in hockey. We'll go 3-1. Donnie, your number three game ball recipient.
Well, first, there is some...
We'll get to that next segment.
Okay.
Yes.
You're going to hold on that?
I just saw that. Yep. Go ahead. Game ball number three.
Kyle Duggar gets number three.
Oh, I knew it. Damn it.
All of the Patriots
He was my honorable mention.
All of the Patriots people that we've either had on or you guys talked to gave us the impression like, oh, this guy's going to come here and be a bum. Now
he blew up his ankle last year, and he's never been the same.
It could still absolutely turn that way. I'm not going to take one game from him and act as if like they have themselves an absolute gem. It could turn south whenever. But, I mean, for somebody that didn't even get here until, like, Thursday to play 77 of the 78 snaps and really have a game where you don't notice him all that much, but in a good way, I think that's pretty worthy of one. I mean, that's asking a lot from somebody who just got here.
Mike Tomlin agreed with you.
Probably about Thursday, we knew we had an issue. But, again, you know, he's a veteran guy, and that's why you go get a veteran capable guy like that. It's reminiscent of when we acquired Minkah Fitzpatrick, to be quite honest with you. He got to us in a similar time during the week. We were out in the Bay Area, man, and he fit right in instantly. His talent showed. He made plays for us. Felt similarly with the contributions we were able to get from.
So that's why they give Duggar the game ball for that win. So number three for Donnie, Kyle Duggar. Number two,
Alex Highsmith. Did you have him at number two?
I had him at three.
Oh, okay. I mean, he's been a player all season that I feel like has gotten some criticism for, you know, just really not making the impact I think we expected. Nick Herbig had been so good.
He's been dinged up a lot, too, and he got dinged up early in this game.
Yeah. I thought he was done. I thought about 10 plays in, we were going to see Herbig the rest of the way.
And he comes away with two sacks. He has himself a forced fumble that pretty much put the game on ice.
Yep. Also had a pass defensed in there, too.
Yes, he did. Yeah, a big one. That was, an early third down play. That was another play that gave you a little feeling of...
He also,
like,
I thought,
okay, there's something different today.
When he was standing there moving his leg, you know, it was the dumbest thought I had, and it was obviously an ankle that was bugging him. I was like, man, I hope he's got like a Charlie horse or something, because I was with Pony. I was like, oh, God, again with this guy getting hurt?
That was his first multi-sack game since he faced Daniel Jones in the Giants last year.
Cat is
so
really
he is something. Daniel Jones' kryptonite. Here
right
he
around
is.
This point in the season.
Yeah,
too.
Here he is on that strip sack.
Yeah, it's definitely it brings a lot of confidence. You know, I just continue to still believe in who I am as a player, who I am as a rusher. And so just knowing that, you know, my identity is in the Lord and in him alone. And so just continuing to, know who I am week in, week out, and continue to just do what I can to help this team win. And so, you know, I retweaked it in the first quarter, but, you know, I just want to get up back out there and fight. You know, I was feeling it for the rest of the game, but I just want to get out there and just be able to make a spark, make plays for my team.
All right. I think we have the same number one guy.
Peyton Wilson.
Yes, had to be.
I don't know if the guy will ever play a better game.
That was wild, dude. How many tackles did he have? 14?
14 tackles.
13.
He had
13.
Oh, I thought it was 14.
The official game book says otherwise.
I was looking
friend.
At Pro Football Reference.
I had him for 14, too.
14.
Take it up with the NFL, boys.
And then he created the other interception with Jack Sawyer.
Here is Mike Tomlin on Peyton Wilson.
You know, it's a reasonable expectation. A second-year player who played a lot last year, made some plays last year. It's a natural progression when you got a good relationship with the game. You work the way that he works, and you have the talent that he has. I don't think anybody is surprised by the impact and the general trajectory of his game.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago where the Steelers were thinking that their run defense was worse with Peyton Wilson on the field, so they were subbing him out for Cole Holcomb, and it was making their defense better in situations.
It worked in that Patriots game.
Right. And
also, what illness does – I think Pony tweeted this. What illness did Cole Holcomb and Chuck Clark have that
– Did you guys agree with me
like
on that?
36 yeah. hours before the game? Were they, like, on death's door?
Like, we don't call off from work usually that far in advance because you might get better overnight.
I try to wait till
it's like the morning of.
I try to wait till we're like less than 4 hours prior to the show to call off if I'm feeling that crappy.
I don't really know what the NFL's COVID rules are right now. I can't think that they're that strict anymore or stringent where if you have it, you have to like absolutely not play.
Once the vaccine got out there, I would have imagined they would have loosened them. And now it's been how many years?
Right.
Like, they have had, you know what? There's only one explanation. They both had to have explosive diarrhea.
But explosive diarrhea can change, Chris.
Really explosive diarrhea. One serious comment about Peyton Wilson, and it's more like hoping. They have been pursuing, in many ways, both signing, trading for all this stuff, the Ryan Shazier replacement. Athletically, if he figures out the mental part of the game where he can play really fast and really athletic at that spot,
yep.
he will be better than Patrick
Queen.
Oh,
I think he already is.
Like, but I mean like a lot better. And he will be like their poor man's or maybe middle-income man's, middle-class man's version of Fred Warner, who for me was like the gold standard until he got hurt this year. God, would that make their defense better if they had a guy that was just dictating terms at that level of the field?
I think that whole draft class is starting to look really good, provided Broderick Jones and Joey Porter are not busts.
I think Broderick might have gotten credited with a sack allowed maybe late in the game.
That's a black and gold auction house special, Dom.
If he got credited with a sack allowed by PFF when Rodgers, I think, went down just to keep the clock moving or whatever, I will be, or no, there was one where he wasn't the primary blocker on the play. And I think he tried to clip a guy, not literally clip the guy, but tried to get a piece of a guy coming back around in a longer like span. If he gets charged with
they still have him down for five, Chris.
Which is what he had coming in?
Yeah.
Good. Then ball, good. That's true ball knowledge by the people at PFF. Thank you.
Donnie's game balls for Steelers Colts.
Tony, who was your other guy?
TJ Watt.
Okay, I had him also receiving votes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.